Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting second. The DH, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is hit by the pitch. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaHood moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Sharp moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Garcia moves to third. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaHood is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is hit by the pitch. Eddie Leon pinch runs for Bucky Dent. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Leon scores. Kelly moves to third. Sharp moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball towards center. May catches it and throws home to Porter, who relays to second to double up Hairston. Kelly tags and scores. Sharp tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Herman and he is out, Horta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharp. The throw from Porter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. La Hewitt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. La Hewitt reaches second base with a double. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. La Hewitt scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of La Hewitt. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon bunts between the mound and first base. Lockwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Chris Short now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Porter to Money. The throw back to home, and Hermann is out at the plate. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Briggs now playing left field. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sharp strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Muser reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Muser moves to third. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-4 in the game. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball towards center. Sharp catches it and throws to Orta, who relays to Muser to double up Coluccio. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.